Hello and welcome to Radio Gorgeous. Well, it's that time of year when we're all trying to eat healthily and look good. So today we have our travel correspondent on, Sarah Tucker, who's been on two retreats all about juicing and eating very healthily. And she says that it was so fantastic, but she's going to persuade everyone to go. Anyway, hello, welcome. Happy 2020.
How happy 20? Well, happy decade, the roaring 20s indeed. Yes, I have been to two retreats, but I don't really like talking about them in great deal, because from a journalistic point of view, what more can you say about a retreat other than sort of you go away and you feel good and you have massages and facials and things. So there's not really much to say, but the ones that I've chosen are special, and they're special for... they have some commonalities, and they're different as well. The commonality they have is that they are juice retreats. They are detoxing, and I think a lot is mentioned about detoxing. Have you been on a detox retreat, Jo?
Never. I'm scared of being empty and grumpy.
Empty and grumpy. Well, it's interesting you say that, because actually people react in very, very different ways. To put it simply, a retreat where you go on to detox is really you're cleansing yourself from, so if you smoke or drink or if you eat to excess, it's really putting yourself onto a regime which gets rid of all the toxins in your body, that all those too much smoking or drinking or too much fatty foods or sugary foods will cause you. So it can be quite an extreme reaction that you have. And the first one I'm going to talk about is one that I feel that if you are considering going on any sort of detox retreat or going away, it's very, very good one to start off with, not only because it is it's very nurturing and it's extremely supportive, but it's very close. You don't have to fly away to retreat, basically. And this one I had to go back to where I was born, and I am an Essex girl, and everyone says you don't sound like an Essex girl, but I am an Essex girl. I'm only moved to Richmond I think about 18-19 years ago, and I was brought up about half an hour from where this retreat has just opened. It's only been opened for about 3-4 months now.
Where is it?
It's in Essex.
But
so
where?
It's in a place called Bulfan, B-U-L-F-H-A-N. I think Ollie Mers is a neighbour. And you come off junction 29 of the M25.
Yeah.
And it will take you about 20 minutes. So you think, considering you're one of the major arterial roads in the country, if not Europe, to find yourself in country landscape, you've got horses and cows grazing on each side, you've got fields. People forget, they think of the only way as Essex, and they think of it as being quite urban, but it's a very agricultural county. And you come upon, admittedly, this quite flat landscape, because Essex is quite flat, but it's got a fabulous energy. The feeling there is definitely one, I would say, of ambition. You know, people are very ambitious, but that ambitiousness gives it an energy. It's a very, very vibrant energy, which is, again, quite nurturing, but very what I call authentic. And I arrived upon this place, and it looks it looks very much in keeping. It's almost, it looks like it's a big silver square of a building, like
so
a cube.
Very modern.
Very, very modern. Mm. You have to press a buzzer to get in. You know, there are gates to allow you in, and they close behind you. And you do get the feeling that, oh my
You're
God.
You're in the Big Brother house.
I'm in the Big Brother. It is a little bit of the Big Brother household. And you go in, and you're welcomed, and there's about, I think, 14 to 15 rooms. The rooms are extremely large. The bedrooms are beautiful. As I said, it's all very new. The views over the surrounding landscape is exquisite. You wouldn't really think you were that close to the M25. You can stay there. You can have a day retreat there. You can stay there. I stayed there for three nights, but you can have longer. Some people have stayed a month there. You can stay there for a week. And what happens, you have a choice between three types of retreats that you want. The first one, you can have a very healthy diet. They're all plant-based, so no meat, no dairy, no wheat. But you have a plant-based diet where you have what they call an equilibrium diet. So it's not a case of losing weight. It's just eating extremely healthily, three meals a day, very light, but very healthy meals. And there's fitness classes, there's yoga. I teach yoga and I attended the yoga class. An extremely good yoga instructor, a guy called Michael Adu, he teaches power yoga. So it's all to do with strength, but really good, very restorative, very strong, very good for the core, very, very relaxing. A lot of high impact intensity training classes, boxing classes, really, really good, very well thought out, clever classes to choose. And there's also things like facial, very, very good massages as well, and some high tech treatments. But getting back to the equilibrium diet, very healthy, very tasty food. This is the thing that shocked me, because often with retreats there's some sort of feeling of deprivation and you're living off sort of like a wafer and water. The chef, he was he's Spanish, but he was trained in California, and Californian chefs not only know how to deal with flavor and use herbs and things and beautiful ingredients, but they know how to present it, because you eat with your eyes, and everything you'll see on the Radio Gorgeous website, all the food looks absolutely superb. In many ways, too good to eat, but you will eat it. So the equilibrium diet with the treatments and the sort of the things you can do is one thing. The next is you can go on a retreat where it's weight loss. So you are eating food, but it is less, and it's designed to you'll lose weight by eating the sort of things, the combination of foods. Again, it's delicious, but it's not as what I call substantial as the equilibrium diet. The last one, which is the one that I did, is the juice retreat. And juice, you have juice in the morning at 9 o'clock, you have juice at 1 p.m. and then you have a soup in the afternoon. Now,
do you have anything before you go to bed or anything?
Nothing. And you will, if you've never done anything like this before, you will feel hungry, but you'll get used to that hungry, that feeling, and actually you'll feel so much better in the morning. The juices are, and I've been on quite a few of these things, the juices are imaginative, extremely filling. You know, there's things like kale and spinach and kiwi and pineapple and carrot and
seeds or anything?
No seeds. They are all I can say is that there is a menu, there's an imaginative, they've really thought about the combination, the combination of things that they do. And then the soups are delicious, again filling. The one that I had, and I wholeheartedly recommend, and the owners, Joy and I think it's Martin Jarvis, they actually live on site. They live actually within the complex.
So they care about it.
Yes, and actually Joy serves the meals, some of the meals. So they don't only feel that they're obviously accountable, but they're responsible and they connect. So they're very quick to adapt. In fact, the week I was there, there was a lady who was pregnant, and the husband obviously contacted beforehand and said, can you deal with, you know, ladies who are pregnant, people who are pregnant, and
they obviously need more calories.
Exactly. Yeah. And what they did, they said they didn't do it before, but they got the people in, the specialists in, and now they can cater for people who, they've got a whole group of specialists in who weren't in before, they can cater for people who are pregnant. And so they're at the stage where they really listen, they really think about it and really adapt what they can offer. Mm-hmm. And Joy herself has been to, like, she's an incredible lady. She's an example of
Was it vegan, the food?
It was, it's always interesting with vegan. Mm. Vegan, I think, yes, because it was all plant-based.
But
so, so there was no eggs.
The first diet, there was no egg, the equilibrium diet, did that have eggs or cheese?
It was still all plant-based, but it was much more, there was more of it and more substantial. Joy herself, she's mystery shopped a lot of retreats around the world, so she knows what good looks like.
What does mystery shop mean?
Basically goes in, checks and inspects things without telling them that she's not just enjoying herself. She's sort of like, so that's essentially what she did. So the soups, I had one that had spinach and thyme in, because, and it was the greenest thing that I had ever seen. But the, again, the soups are very substantial. So,
but I'll be full enough, because I find if I don't eat enough, I wake up at 4 a.m. starving, and I'm tossing and turning.
You will. I have been on things like this before, and the second retreat I'm going to talk about, this is why I say this is an excellent retreat to start off on. What I was finding, the people I was meeting and interviewing at the time, because I was the only journalist there, is that the people who have food and who are on the equilibrium diet and the weight loss diet and the juice diet, they all sit side by side in this beautiful dining room. And initially I thought, what's going to happen is that people who are on the juice diet are going to want to nick the food from the people on the food diet. What was happening is that people who were eating the food, delicious though it was, were seeing the people on the juices and thinking, that looks really good, and I'm very full, because you get full quickly, what with all the classes all and massages and all the other stuff and things. So people, rather than people starting on the juice diet and going to the equilibrium on the weight loss diet, it was happening the other way round. Mm. And this is why, because the soups were so delicious. And as I said, it's very cleansing. So everything is designed to cleanse you. Exactly. The next thing, and as I said, there are a few high-tech treatments which I hadn't had before. And one was called a cryo chamber. Now, have you ever heard of a cryo chamber?
No.
A cryo chamber is something that Olympians do. So a lot of celebrities are increasingly doing it. What it is... And I didn't actually know anything about it, which I'm pleased about, because I think if I had have done, I don't think I would have done it. But anyway, they invite you in this very, very lovely sort of like beauty therapist that sort of like invited me into this area. And you're confronted with a chamber, a large chamber with, it looks, it's split into half with two glass doors. So you can see inside, and when you're inside, you can see outside. So you strip down to your bra and knickers or your pants if you're a guy. I just had my knickers on. And you put on these rubber shoes, rubber like slippers, and you put on a wool band around your head and something around to cover your eye, your nose and your mouth, not your eyes. You can still see through your eyes, and you have gloves on. You open the door and you go into the first chamber, close the door. In the first chamber, it is minus 30. You are told to sort of like to move about and you stay in there for 1 minute.
What?
60 seconds. You stay in there for 1 minute. I haven't come to the sort of pièce de résistance. So you stay in there for 1 minute. After 1 minute, the lady who's standing outside says, now open the door in between the chambers. You walk from the chamber, one chamber, which is minus 30, into the next chamber, which is minus 110. That's minus 110. You go in to the next chamber. You close the door. And then they put a fan on. Now, my language, and obviously I can't swear because I'm on radio, gorgeous, but my language is absolutely foul. And I just thought my nipples were going to fall off.
Can
with
you
frostbite.
Breathe?
Because they put this this mask around your nose and your mouth and around your ears, because obviously there's a severe chance of frostbite and sort of like with your toes and your hands. You can breathe, but sort like it, and I was
Do your
just
lungs hurt?
Well, you stay there for 4 minutes.
What?
You stay there for 4 minutes. I stayed there for four. If you want to come out at any time, you can say, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Yeah.
You can out, and the lady will take you out. Mm. She stands out, and you can see the clock ticking. But I stayed for the full 4 minutes. Gosh. So after 4 minutes, they open the door, so you go into the minus 30, you stay there for about
30.
It feels so warm, Joe, and then you go outside. What this does, obviously, it puts your body in trauma.
Mm.
And when your body goes into sort of like trauma, it makes the cells stronger. You feel more energized. It's good for the oxygenation of the cells. It's good for the skin. It's good for weight loss. It allegedly freezes and burns fat.
By the way, you have no fat whatsoever, but you are doing this for journalistic reasons.
I'm doing this for journalistic reasons, yeah. Actually, I did lose weight. That's about anyway. So, I the cryo chamber, when you book a sort of like a retreat for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, whatever, you have a treatment into the package. You have one treatment a day, so it can be a massage, it can be a facial, it could be a cryo chamber.
Would you recommend the cryo treatment?
Yes, do it. Do it. It's a bit like I would.
Was it a torture?
I would say it's extremely exhilarating. And I think to prove a point, what happens is that it's one of those things that are addictive. If all the staff I know, they have it once a day.
What?
Because they have it once a day because it is addictive. It works. It energizes. And
does it reset your whole immune system?
It resets.
I've heard that jumping into cold water does that.
I think it is exactly, you know, the Finnish and the Norwegians, they're supposed to be some of the fittest, the healthiest people on the planet because they have this thing with freezing cold water and then going into saunas, then going to freezing cold water saunas. Yeah. And it puts that body into a state of a sort of like preparedness. Mm. It oxygenates the cells and it makes you stronger and fitter. But I think it is it's a very interesting combination. And the three things I would say about this particular retreat, it's authentic, it's personable, and it's accessible. It's authenticity. It's friendly as well.
I don't like places which are poncy or make you feel like you're not as important as everybody else.
Well, I think the fact is that because there's two things. It's in Essex. So Essex has always got, as I said, it's schools that calls a spade, they call a spade a shovel there. It's very authentic. They're very grounded. Mm. The people who enjoy the Jarvises, they're actually builders. They come from a building fraternity. So they're
All Essex people are builders.
Well, I'd have a sort of gripe about that, but sort of like, there's not all Essex people are builders, but they have really thought out this retreat very, very well, and it's
very expensive, Sarah?
No, it's not. In fact, okay, although it's just started, and to be fair, with a lot of retreats, especially during the first year, I expect there should be a lot of little glitches.
Yes.
And really, considering when I went, it was only open for about 3 months, there were very, very few. Like, they go on, they have these long walks throughout the countryside. They're short and long walks, so you can do them first thing in the morning. And they even provide Wellington boots for you if you don't want to bring your own wellies. And some people had brought their own wellies, and they'd put them back in the store where people can borrow the boots. Now, obviously, they hadn't read the sign saying this is the area where you borrow boots. So someone else would borrow their boots. Okay, they brought them back. But someone else would borrow. So little things, they need to make some signs bigger.
Exactly.
And, you know, so it's little things, but that you can only live and learn. They've got a beautiful area where you can sit and relax and where you sit before you go off your treatments. And also something that they don't promote, which is brilliant, is that, and they should promote it more, and I'm going to talk about it now, but they have these people coming in the evenings where they talk about aromatherapy, or they talk about sound gong baths.
Yes.
And they are, you know, people pay a lot of money for that, and these are just add-ons. Mm. And they've got real people who know about their subject. You know, I think sometimes as a journalist, I talk to a lot of people who come across as though they know about their subject, but actually they don't. It's not it's not very deep, their knowledge, but these people really do know their stuff. And I spoke to a lady called Jackie Rands, who's got a website called essentialbeings.co.uk, and another guy who is called Colin Wyatt, who does the gong baths in Essex. And they're local people, but they actually care. So
Name of the place?
The name of the place is called The Glass House. And if you want to look online, it's glasshouseretreats.co.uk. That's glasshouseretreats.co.uk. But I highly recommend it. It's very, very good value for what you get. There's a lot of add-ons. I think for 2 to 3 days, it's between £500 to £600, depending on where you go. And then sort of like
it'd be great for a week, you know, two nights sort of thing.
I think it's an excellent excellent place to go either by yourself or with a friend. I think a lot of people would be very, very happy to go by themselves. There were quite a few people there who went with friends because the beds are massive. So it's sort of like there's
easily.
Yeah. Right. But it's one of those places that I would very readily and very easily want to go back to, not only because I think
you want to get back in that freezer.
I did. I think, as I said, it's those three things: it's personable, accessible, authentic. And very few retreats have any one of them, let alone all three. So yes. I highly recommend that
Fantastic.
Place.
Fantastic! I tell you what, it sounds really good. It's, as you say, personable.
Yes,
these people personally own it, so they really care, and that's what comes out.
Yeah.
What's the next place you went to, Sarah?
The next place I went to was, I went last year, called a place called Moinhos Velhos, Moinhos Velhos. Moinhos Velhos.
I'm guessing that's not in England.
It's in Portugal. It's in Portugal. Again, this is an excellent retreat, but it is for those who are, let's say, a little bit more practiced in juicing and more practiced in detoxing. I think if you went there and you'd never gone to any sort of detoxing retreat or any sort of retreat at all, you would get the shock of your life. Not because it's bad, but because it is in many ways the other extreme to the glass house. Whereas the glass house has soups, for example, that are delicious and substantial, and exactly in the juices that, as I said, people who eat the food were choosing the juices over the food.
And they've got, yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't because the food was absolutely delicious. And you also have at the glass house, the chef actually comes out and shows you how to make some delicious vegan recipes. So there's things like that going on as well. But Moinhos Velhos, it's in Portugal. You fly into Lagos, you're picked up. It takes about half an hour to get to the retreat. So again, you're really in the countryside again. There's a pool. You can either share with somebody else or you can have your own place. You have three juices a day, but these juices all are made from vegetables and fruits that are grown actually on the land in the area, and so they're all organic, absolutely beautiful. But they're not what I call the same sort of thickness and consistency as the ones that you find at the glass house. But they are beautiful, very very organic. And then in the evening, you don't have soup, you have broth. Mm-hmm. Now for broth, Reid, when most people think of broth, they probably think of some, you know, Heston Blumenthal type broth, which is sort of like smoky and interesting and in a some sort of way. This is really like brown water.
Yeah.
This brown water is full of loads of nutrients, loads of minerals, is absolutely fabulous for your body.
Broth is fantastic for you.
But it is broth, and it is not soup. And so consequently, if you you mentioned about,
I really need food, otherwise I get very, very in a bad way.
Basically, you will be wanting, the first night in particular, you will be craving a Mars bar. Yeah. You'll be craving a Mars bar. You'll be craving a Big Mac. You'll be craving something substantial.
Things I don't even eat.
You'll be craving things you don't even eat. Yeah. And actually, when I went there on the first day after having the three juices and the broth,
you don't eat much.
And I don't eat much. I don't eat much anyway. The first day I was there, full day I was there, I was irritable. I was angry. I was irritable. I was irritable. We had lots of sunshine. Mm. You have yoga. Mm. You have talks. There's lots of things to distract.
How do they calm you down then if you're like that?
Simply because, again, just like they do at the glass house, they have massages. They have things like reflexology, acupuncture. Mm. They have a wider range of what I call alternative practices.
So the idea is, even though you're kind of starving yourself, they're going to keep you calm by giving you treats.
Yes. Yeah. And also treatments. And also what happens is that food, people begin to realize, is that we sometimes use as a food as distraction from grief, from loneliness, from heartbreak, from boredom, from confrontation.
If I fill myself up, I feel safe.
Exactly. So essentially, food is a great big distraction as well. People use food as a distraction, as well as fuel, which essentially, and enjoyment, sensual pleasure. Okay, and actually, a lot of people eat now and they don't really appreciate the food that they eat. They don't appreciate the sensual pleasure. Well, this exactly. So the first day I was irritable. The second day I was tearful because you're releasing, not only are you releasing toxins from the body when you're not putting, sort of like putting them in, you are releasing emotions which may have been stored into the body, which is that essentially that's what yoga is all about. The third day I was on the toilet because basically what happens, you're having all these juices, not only you have these juices, you're given these pills, because again with all the juices you need things like niacin and you'd have spirulina, you're having, so you're every time you have a juice you have all these different pills as well, so you've got to be used to popping all these sort of like the different pills. Not only that, you give yourself a colonic. So twice, three times a day, you there's in your rooms, in your sort of like separate suites, in your bathroom, there is sort of like this bucket type contraption, which you fill with water. Out of the bucket type contraption, there is a pipe. The pipe goes down the wall and down underneath your toilet and up. And up your in around the top, up and you put, yes, and then you put, you sit on it. And basically you just sit
like
on
a,
the toilet.
Like a shower sort
yes,
of thing.
Yes, you just sit on,
a
sit
strong
on it.
Shower.
Yes, and you just, basically you're giving yourself an enema and you're told how to use it. At the first day, you're told how to use it.
Yeah.
Some people look and think, well, I'm never going to use that. And other people are really, literally, I know it sounds a bit corny to say it, go with the flow. Because one, you will,
I've never done it. I just think of Princess Diana and the egg sandwich.
Yes.
But how, tell me.
Yes. You will, basically, you just get, in the end, what I was doing, I was reading a book and you just you just get used to it, and actually,
but what does it feel like, and what do you feel like afterwards?
Well, essentially, what happens is that water goes up you and goes into sort of like your small and your large intestines, and then it sort of flushes you out, and it gets rid of all the crap. Literally gets rid of all the crap. And
what comes out?
Well, this again, you think, you sound a bit like a child talking about their poo. But in the end, although I did used to say to people, we are, you know, that there's very few things that we're eating or we're not actually eating during this week, and we're having juices. Could people please not talk about what's coming out of their bowels while we're drinking this juice, or especially the broth? You know, so I did sort of say we can talk it around while the swimming pool. But basically what happens is that as you cleanse, it's basically all the stuff that, because if you eat meat or things like that, that allegedly doesn't come out of your body for about 6 months. So you can have stuff that's coming out. So, and I eat a healthy, I must admit, I eat a healthy diet.
Do you eat meat?
No, I don't eat meat, and I don't eat dairy, I don't eat wheat, and I occasionally eat oily fish, but I'm becoming gradually, I haven't done it suddenly, gradually becoming more and more vegan, and I don't eat eggs now, I don't eat chicken. That and also what tended to happen again after the third day, it's almost like after the third day, on the fourth day, everything settles. And what people would do around the pool, they would people would sit and talk about somewhat, and a guy had unkindly, it was about 12 of us, had unkindly bought a food magazine like porn. People were reading it like porn, but nobody missed anything sweet. And this is what I'm saying about people who think, you know, especially after Christmas,
yeah, me, they're not sweet. Like, I just had a little bit of dark chocolate before you came.
Yeah, but it's sort of like dark chocolate, they say that's fine. But what people tend to miss is like the thing I craved, which I haven't had since I was a child, was liver and bacon and mashed potato.
Wow.
Now liver, you can't get anything more meaty than liver.
That's like very good for you.
And it's very good for you. But you can't really find it much now. Mm. And liver and bacon, and what I was missing was the minerals and the salt. Mm. And the salt possibly because of the diet, but also because you're in a hot climate, so everything's and possibly the fat as well. So there's certain things in that. But everyone, no one missed the sugar in many ways, saying that you don't need the sugar, but you do need the salt, you do need the minerals, and you do need the fat.
Beings, that's what we thrive on.
You do need the fat. Mm. So what was happening is, as I said, there were people going through different stages. They were either very irritable, very upset. Either if they weren't doing the colonics properly, they either made themselves, literally bung themselves up, and then they released, or sort of like they were on the toilet all the time. And then towards the end of the week, whether it's on the fourth or fifth day, it was fine. With something like that, this is more intense. You have an awful lot with both retreats, whether it's the Glass House or Mwanhos Velhos. You have a lot of support. You're going to need support, not from other clients, because it's not fair to lean on other clients. You have support from the people who are running it, and because it's not only...
What if you went to them and just burst out crying and saying, I can't cope? Do they do then?
Well, with one of the people, like, I thought, to be fair, like, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I eat very healthily, I'm not overweight. I thought, I'll be okay, I'll be fine. But what happens is that if you're very healthy, all that it allows it to do, it allows the detoxification to go deeper. If you think of us as onions, if you've peeled off, you've had lots of counseling and therapy, and you eat healthily, and you do all the, and I teach yoga, for goodness sakes. I've peeled off a lot of layers. That just means when you detox, you go straight to the deeper stuff straight away. So when you said about I felt like I wasn't going through menopause, but she asked me a question like, oh, how are you, Sarah? It's like, and what happens? Amazing. And then it started off with stuff that I thought I dealt with 30, 40 years ago, or even as a child. So essentially, it goes back to the more you've dealt with before, it will always, and it's your body saying to you, you can release this now, you can release this, but you're going to need support. So Mwanhos Velhos, they do week-long retreats. They also do 2-week-long retreats. Prices start at about $1,000. So it's more expensive, and you think, oh, but I'm sort of like, I'm not eating very much. But actually, what you're doing is you're paying for the care. It's a much deeper intense detox, and it's really for those people who are ready to go deeper. I think with the Glass House, it's local, it's authentic, they're caring, they're loving, the people are very, very nice, the talks are very, very good. I would definitely say there, you can go for short retreats there, long retreats there. If you go and want to go something for much, much deeper, the Portuguese one is the best option.
How did you feel after the Portuguese one?
I lost weight, and actually I lost about 1.5 stone in a week.
That's terrible. Sorry.
It's
great for some, like anyone else, but how did you feel though? Did you feel
well? Everybody said, because I taught yoga the week I got back, and I was obviously tanned, and I was very strong. I didn't feel weak. I was very, very strong because I was doing HIIT classes and things like that. I was gentler with myself with the HIIT classes because obviously when you're detoxing, it's sort of like they're very careful about it. You've got to be careful about loss of muscle and stuff and things. But people coming up said, oh, you look very well, but put on some weight. Because
Anyone that wants to lose weight, it's ideal. It's ideal for kickstarting.
Yes.
Then you can go back and eat healthier. Yes. I don't believe in diets.
Yes.
I believe in healthy choices, and that sounds fantastic. What's the website name of the Portuguese?
It's mwanhosvelhos.co.uk. That's .co.uk as well. Mwanhos Velhos. And it's what it is, it's also quite a spiritual retreat as well. Mm. So as I said, they do a lot of yoga. They do yoga every single day. And actually, before you have your juice and before you have your broth, you bless it. Now, I must admit, the juice is okay, but I got really annoyed about having to bless this broth because, as you said, I'm always, if I'm going to be hungry, I'm never hungry in the morning. I'm always hungry before I go to bed. And so not having that meal, not having something substantial
in your stomach to help you get off.
Yeah. And I said, but once you're over that hump, after the third day, you'll be fine. And as far as the Glass House is concerned, as I said, you will be wanting to make those juices after you have left. You won't want to leave.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. And I really think I'm going to start off at the Glass House.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And all the information, if people want more, just have a look. It's all written down on our website and on the information on this podcast. RadioGorgeous.com.